Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice. Scott Spears back with you here Friday, October the 9th, 2020. Getaway Friday, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. The hobbled Scott Spears here this morning with the ankle that is in pain. But as long as I sit here, no pain. I'm starting to think that maybe I have created bad karma this week. Because during the break, I got up and tried to walk around here. And you know what? It's a little better. It's definitely better. I can put some weight on it. But I'm definitely limping around. There's no doubt about it. So I don't really know what this is. Now, most people would go to a doctor or the emergency room and get it checked out. But I'm one of those people who obviously is a little bit to the nuts side of things, and I don't do that. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You sound me like you ain't doing too good.
No, I came in here this morning on a peg leg.
I know exactly about where you're coming from and where you're going. You tell me about how did you think you, whatever you done to your ankle?
Well, what happened was, I was standing on a chair outside adjusting the antenna. And I fell off the chair somehow. And when I fell straight down instead of backwards or forwards. So I landed on my feet. Now, my right ankle and leg, nothing happened. But I think my left ankle kind of went sideways because I fell over. But as soon as it happened, I got up and walked. You know, I was walking, no problem. My toes all moved. There were no bruising or anything like that. Just a little swelling. But when I got up this morning, I'll tell you, I wasn't doing anything fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I am saying I had pretty well said, because I fell and got my foot hung up in some rocks. And it really didn't, this has been 2 years ago now, Scott, listen to me. Now, I didn't, I was over to the lake and I landed in the rocks, and it's kind of a rough fall, and, you know, I laid there for a second or two, and I said, "Self, are you hurt?" Nobody around, I'm by myself. Well, it didn't really bother me, so I got up, and it really didn't bother me all that much at all, so I fiddle around a while, and you know, it comes getting a little bit touchy and sore. Bothered me, but it was my left leg, fortunately. So I think I'll just get up and go home. Of course, I could drive with my right foot, see. Well, I drove home, and I came home, and I it didn't really bother me that much, Scott. But anyway, it was swelling up a little bit, so it wasn't hurting all that much. So he said, "Well, put ice on it to keep the swelling down." So did that. It still didn't bother me all that much. But the next morning, it was really telling on me. Then I better go to the doctor. So I went to the foot doctor, really, Timothy Brown, foot doctor out of Dr. Park, and he X-rayed it. And I had two fractures in my leg, just right about, just maybe a little bit above my ankle. Oh, yeah, he said, yeah. He said, yeah, let me show you. Two fractures. So, okay, he put me in a boot, a boot. He said, now you go home, and he says, keep weight off, and that's because the longer you put weight on, the more weight you put on, the longer it's going to take it to lift. You can't aggravate it. And so I did that. He said, you got to do that. You know, you got to do that. He said, now, you don't put no weight on it. The more weight you put on it, the longer it's going to take, son. I'm telling you now, it's up to you. You do what you want to do, but the longer you aggravate that, it's cracked. You got two cracks in it. I can show you. So I came home, power crutches in a wheelchair, and cocked that thing up on a footstool and sat there for 6 weeks. I wore calluses underneath my arms. And that wheelchair, you can't do very much out of a dadgum wheelchair, and you can't do anything out of a dadgum crutch either. So I had a terrible time. But anyway, I went back in 6 weeks. Oh, he said, it's healing. You're doing what I told you. But he says, here, I'll take another x-ray. And he took another x-ray. He said, I'll show you how it's healing. But, Scott, it seemed like forever. Of course, I'm old. I'm a little long. And you would heal a lot faster. But it's malignance that's in your ankle is what's going to cause. Probably, you may not have a broke, but the ligaments in your ankle going down into your toes and so on and so forth, that's the ones that you got to worry about got damaged.
Well, I think what I'm going to do, because for some reason it's worse in the morning, because clearly I'm moving better now than I was when I woke up. Now, I don't know what the reason for that. Maybe it's the pain medication I took this morning. But,
yeah, but now, you did something. You did something to your probably in your ankle part. You did something or it wouldn't be hurting and sore. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely something going on.
There's something wrong. I don't think you broke it, but I think you're going to be worried about more about the malignance and the nerve system that goes down that operates your toes, your ankles, so on and so forth. That's what you're going to have to worry about. You'd be better off if it is broke. The broke will heal up and go okay, but now their malignance and the nerve system, that's the ones that's going to cause you trouble if that's what's wrong. And I'm saying that. No. That's the one that's going to cause you trouble. Mine still does. The left side of my, on the outside of my ankle, just above my ankle down into my foot, it's just, sometimes it just gives me fits, and it stays, touches, it's like, your nerves, you know, my ligaments would work, I mean, you know, and they just, it's been 2 years, and it ain't getting any better, matter of fact, it's getting worse.
So now.
And he told me, the doctor told me, he checked every one of my toes. He says it won't be no time till you'll really know about arthritis. He says, you get arthritis in them toes, and it won't be no time. And buddy, was he right. So you better go to the doctor and find out exactly what's wrong with you, Scott. Go to old Timothy Brown if you can. There are three of them. His son, two sons are in there. Now, it'll be difficult. Go to a foot doctor, one that knows about the feet. That's who you want to go to, not just a medical doctor. He don't know, that no doctor that in that type of work. You want to go to a foot doctor, he knows about the feet and stuff. So that's where you're better off to go. It's going to be hard to get in there a doctor anywhere anymore.
Well, what I was thinking, though, it seems to me like the only way to deal with one of these problems, they don't do anything really. You just have to stay off your foot.
Right. Well, they wrap it up, put it. If it's broken, they'll put it in a boot. So if you do, you don't want to twist it and, you know, work it if it's broken. Well, it's pretty well the same way with your malignance. You did something to it, it wouldn't be sore or hurt. I mean, there's something wrong, so he'll probably tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. But you're young, you may bounce back, you're quick. But you're going to, if you did something to it, you have to take care of it. He'll tell you what to do, I'm sure. And you've got to do that. If you don't, it'll just take longer and longer and longer. But like I said, the age will have a lot to do with it. And arthritis, you probably don't have that. You're too young. But now, if you got a broke or your malignus are bad and you know, did something to them, chances are arthritis will catch up with you sometime or another in that particular place. I'm telling you, I had the same thing that you, pretty well the same thing that you're talking about. Because, hey, at first, well, I didn't do that much to it. I'm telling you now, you did something that wouldn't be sore and hurting.
You know, it's funny that right after it doesn't hurt. You get up, you walk, you don't even limp. There's no problem. I don't know what causes the pain to set in like an hour later.
Yeah. Well, see, if it was broken, it should cause a pain right away if you walk on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, your nervous system's going down through it, and you're malignant. Now, that's a different story. It's hard to explain, but you probably didn't break nothing, but you strained them. And a strain is sometimes a lot worse in getting taken care of and lasts long, and a break will heal up, not all that long if you take care. But now your malignus, you did something to them and the nervous system. Now that's a different story, son. You can't do a whole lot for them. You can't hardly operate on them, piece them back together. That just don't hardly work with that type of, you know, what I'm talking about. But the doctor, you go to Dr. Brown, and he'll tell you, he'll take the x-ray, he'll tell you exactly what's wrong.
You know, I think what I might do is I might just get one of those ace bandages and wrap it up and then go as a pirate for Halloween.
Well, yeah. You ought to take care of it. If you got them stretchy, you can get them stretchy bandages pretty long at the drugstore and so on and so forth. Wrap it up pretty good from your foot all the way back up to above the ankle. Put it that way. And you know, I wouldn't leave it on her all the time, but when, if I was going to use it any at all, I would have that on there. Now, if you had a boot, you know, you could wear that and you wouldn't bend it and bob at all, and you would have to favor it because you can't walk that good. Boy, them darn things, I got a fleet of them, me and the wife both. But now, Scott, you should take care of it. You shouldn't wait 2 or 3 days before you get it taken care of. See really what's the matter. That's the important thing, so you can treat it as you go along. Take care of it as you go along. But you wait 2 or 3 days, if you have broke it, that'll make it worse. And if you, the nervous system, if you've done something to it, the more you use it, maybe the worse it's going to get. But if you got a problem with your ankle and foot, you better get taken care of.
I think you're right. I think if by the time I'm out of here today, it's not better by 1 o'clock. I think I'm going to go get it looked at. But I it might have just been, you know, certainly any kind of fall like that is going to make something sore. But it's interesting because there is no bruising. And I would think that there would be some kind of bruising if something was in bad shape in there.
Well, you look at it, you would... Is it swelled up?
A tiny bit. Not much.
Well, you have a new... Well, you know, a strain is a lot... It is different in a broke. Break. Like I say, anybody will pretty well tell you that a break is easier to take care of and get healed up if you take care of it, and a strain is. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it is. You're using that strain. If you do anything at all, you're using that. And it can't get well or do whatever it needs to do, and you're using it. It's plain and simple as that. If you've got a wound and cut it or something, you keep gouging it with your finger, you know it ain't going to get well very soon. It's the same way with anything. You're breaking things. You better take care of it. You better find out what's wrong and see to it, because the longer you wait, chances are the worst it's going to get.
Well, I'm going to work on it here, and I'm going to see what I can come up with, because, but you know what I'm worried about? Because I've never had one of those boots or any, but, and I don't know about those things walking around, you know, I don't know.
Well, if the doctor describes it, you better do it, and if you ain't going to do what the doctor says, you ain't no need of going to him. I just played it simple as that.
I wonder if a hot toddy would work on this thing.
I never heard anything that do that any good.
Well, I thank you for calling.
Okay, take care. God bless you.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 32 minutes past the hour. Any advice is of interest to me this morning, because, you know, it's an awful thing to try to, because I live alone, it's an awful thing to try to move around when you don't have one leg working properly, and your ankle is at the bottom of that leg. So you're moving kind of interestingly, as I was this morning. Now, as I say, when I got up and walked during the break there, I felt better. It feels better. I can put weight on it. Not a ton of weight, but some. Definitely a limp going on, but maybe it'll get better as the day goes on. I don't know. Why do things get worse when you go to sleep? That always happens, doesn't it? We get stomach flu when we go to sleep. We get colds when we go to sleep. Why is it always at night when these things set in that are awful? Does anybody know why that is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what I noticed this morning, though? As I was moving gingerly around, my house is set up in a way to where I can grab something no matter where I am. You know, there was no big area that I had to cross where I could not grab a hold of something if I was going to go down. So I guess this is a good thing. Now, I don't think I was ever going to go down this morning. I didn't feel like I was going to go down. But, you know, you don't want to go down again. I already went down yesterday. I don't need to go down again. I don't need to bang the other ankle up at this particular point. You know, the ankle is an interesting muscle. Nobody really ever talks about the foot, and I'm certain I didn't break my leg, but the ankle, all those ligaments and things involved in the ankle. Has anybody out there ever had a sprained ankle or anything of that nature? What did you do for it? What did the doctor tell you to do? Is it just one of those boots? You got to wear one of those boots and the ACE bandages? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a great Getaway Friday this is. But as I say, there's a lot of... I'm telling you, all summer, I had premonitions every time I would get up and try to adjust this antenna. Because I was always up on a chair, and I thought, something bad is going to happen. The chair's going to give way, or I'm going to fall off the chair. I don't know why. Every time I got up on a chair, I had a premonition about that. And darned if it didn't happen yesterday. Here as we get deep into fall. So it's just one of those things, I guess. But if anybody has any advice, information, or anything you'd like to talk about, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I say, at this particular point, if nothing else, I can always go around as a pirate for the upcoming Halloween. It's just a few days away, and that'll be fine. But holy mackerel, what a thing. You know, in that moment between when you're falling off the chair and you're hitting the ground, you know something bad is about to happen. But there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing. You can't do anything. It's just the way it is. You're going down and you're stuck. You know, but thank goodness. Now, this is what I'm going to tie this into. Thank goodness I had eaten my green beans this week. Because I think eating those green beans have made me a stronger person and probably allowed me not to break my ankle as I fell down yesterday. Because green beans, as a meal, can be good for you. But as I say, it could be karma from putting that glass of chocolate in Mary Ellen's cabinet in her bathroom over the over the weekend, last weekend. You know, what a week I've had. We have the, I had the party last weekend where I spilled the chocolate all over myself and had to put the chocolate in the cup in Mary Ellen's bathroom. And then I had the whole episode the other day ordering green beans for a meal, which apparently just is not done. And then last night, I fall off the chair and bang up my left ankle. But better the left ankle than the right ankle, because I think you use your right ankle more. Your right ankle is like your right hand. I use my right ankle to drive. Now, earlier on, somebody said, well, how do you use an ankle to drive? Well, it's your foot you use to drive, but your left foot just lays over to the side. And, you know, you use your right foot to hit the pedals. You know what did feel better this morning? When I put my shoes on, I think it took some of the foot hitting the ground out of it, a little bit of cushion. So that made the foot feel a little better. So maybe it's just cushion and putting the foot up a little bit that will fix this whole problem. And it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. You know, with something like this, you've got to give 24 hours to see how you feel. And again, as I sit here, there's no pain. Zero pain. No issue at all. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Because I'm curious to hear from people out there who might have had a sprain, who might have had a broken ankle, who might have... do you have any cures, ideas on how you deal with this? Because that's what I want to know right now. I want to know, what is the best way to deal with one of these issues? Because at this point, I don't know. If it's just one of those boots and a bandage, I don't know that that's going to be a whole lot of help flying in my direction. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Listen, I fell off roofs. I fell out trees. I fell a lot of different places because I used to do roofing and tree cutting and all that. But they'll tell you when you first fall, just lay there a minute, that everything kind of go back to normal before you try to get up. A lot of times people fall, and then they try to get up right away. Just kind of let everything settle. And if you did break it, usually it takes a day or two, and it'll turn purple. And it turns purple, you probably got a break. And, you know, the only thing they can do usually is put you in a shoe, maybe, for support. And another thing, while you're sitting up at the radio station, if you can, take your leg and prop it up. Prop that foot up as high as you can, if that's possible. That helps relieve some of the pressure on it, too.
Well, I might do that. You know, it was interesting because I did lay there for a minute, because when I first went down, you know, it did hurt. I mean, the ankle hurt, but it stopped hurting, I'm going to say, probably about 4 or 5 minutes while I collected myself, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to try to get up now. And when I got up, there was no pain.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing what the body will do if you give it a chance. You know, it's just amazing. It's but a crack ain't too much you can do to it. But you'll know if you don't go to the doctor today or tomorrow, if it turns purple, usually it's got a break in it.
So, now, I wonder why it hurt more this morning than last night.
Oh, I don't know why that is. You know, I had a shoulder. I fell down a flight of steps and tore my shoulder up bad. There's three muscles up there, and three of the four was real bad, and I had it operated on. And this doctor in Columbus told me later he never thought I would ever lift my arm up.
because the muscles were so bad, and he just did the best he could do. When I went to sleep, I told him to do what he just could do the best you can do, and he did. And I can use my shoulder like everything. But anyway, when I had that done, they gave me pain pills. Said, you're going to have these pain pills. Okay? You got to take them every 4 hours. I never had the first pain. Not the first pain. The pain pills he gave me, I took them. It made me sick, like. I took two. And I don't know how people can take that stuff. And then later on, I took one. But that stuff made me sick. But I didn't have any pain, but I did what he said to do. And so every time I went down, he checked me. He always asked me if I need some pain pills. Nope, I don't need nothing. You know, but there you go. Everybody's different, that's for sure.
Well, I think it all comes down to pain. As long as you don't have pain, it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and I appreciate calls like that because firsthand experience is what you really want here. Now, as I say, I'm not in pain, so that's good. You know, if it was painful, then there might be an issue, but I'm not, and I probably should have the foot elevated. I don't have any pressure on it, though, which is good. I have it up under the desk here. Maybe I can prop it up a little bit under there. And as long as the swelling goes away, I would think that this happened at like 6:30 last night. I would think there would have been some bruising by now. Now, I'm no doctor, but I would have thought there would have been some bruising. Now, maybe not. There might be bruising coming over the weekend. Who knows? But it's just pretty well sore right now is what I would qualify it as. I would say it's just sore. Now, this morning trying to walk on it, that was pain. But now, I would just kind of qualify it as sore. But I don't know why is it? Does anybody have a reasoning for this? Why is it in the morning it's worse? But we all move slower in the morning. I don't know, is our body asleep? Do our muscles relax at night? You know, in the morning or when you get up from a nap or anything like that, you always move a little slower. And if you have any kind of injury like that, it's just worse in the morning, which is the absolute worst time for it to be at its height, because then you're really in all kinds of trouble. But if anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear what you have to think on this particular subject or anything else this morning. And we probably will be doing the Family Feud here starting a little after 10 o'clock this morning. Do want to remind everybody again that there's a no-cost drive-through COVID-19 testing site going on tomorrow, October the 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Center Street Community Health Center. No cost to you, no appointment is needed, no medical provider order is required. Bring your health insurance card if available. Results in 3 to 5 days. Mask is required at the test site. If you have any questions, call 740-751-6380. Again, that's a no-cost drive-through COVID-19 testing site, Saturday, October the 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Center Street Community Health Center. 740-751-6380. If you have any questions, give them a call. I'm sure they are in today. And again, no cost to you. No appointment is needed. No medical order is required. Bring your health insurance card if available. Results in 3 to 5 days. And a mask is required. And I think we have to think about this because some people are symptomatic of when they have COVID. Some people are symptomatic and some people are not. And if you're not, maybe you're a little healthier than somebody who is, but you don't want to come in contact with them. So it's better to know that you have it. And a lot of people have been asking where testing sites are. Like yesterday, we were talking about candy corn. There are certain stores where you cannot buy the candy corn this year. Now, I can't stand the candy corn, but certain people love it. Not me. But I don't know why there's a shortage on candy corn this year. But people seem to have a hard time finding candy corn. But we did learn yesterday that apparently there is some at Walmart and also at some of the drugstores, like Rite Aid. But I did hear that Kroger did not have any candy corn, and I also heard that Meijer did not have any candy corn. Now, has anybody else heard this or found this to be true, that the two stores do not have candy corn? Meijer has no candy corn, Kroger has no candy corn, but Walmart and the drugstores like Rite Aid, do they have it? Did anybody find that to be true? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I wonder, as we approach Halloween, I wonder what the favorite candy is of kids. Yesterday, we were talking about some of the candy that they don't sell anymore. We were talking about those dots that you used to have to lick off the paper. Did anybody ever come up with the name of those? What those were called? We talked about the Pop Rocks, which blew up in your mouth. I don't know if they sell those anymore. We talked about the candy necklaces, candy bracelets that people used to have. I don't know if those really have a name. Now, I never really liked the taste of those. They tasted kind of funny to me. They were kind of sourish, if I remember. But I'm not a huge candy person to begin with. I think most people now have gone to the mini candy bars. And the mini candy bars seem to go over well, because most kids like some kind of candy bar. So the mini candy bars seem to go over very big. The little pecks of M&M's, Snickers, Reese Cups, those sort of things. And I'll tell you, the Reese Cup Company has really gotten in to Halloween. You know, they've almost taken this over like they did with Easter. You know, what I never understood, and I still don't understand about this, is, okay, if you go in the line and you buy a package of Reese Cups, it costs a certain amount of money. But if you buy that yellow Reese Cup egg, it costs more money. Now, it's the same thing. It's peanut butter and chocolate. So why, because it's shaped like an egg and in a yellow package, does it cost more than if you buy a package of regular Reese Cups? Does it being in an egg shape make it taste different? I don't understand that. I'm not a big Reese Cup person because I'm not a big fan of peanut butter, but does it taste different to you? Because I'm trying to figure out why people would buy the Reese Cup shaped like an egg versus just buying a regular Reese Cup if that's what you wanted. Is there some big difference between the two? Not one that I've ever found. Now, they're also doing something for Halloween, too. Now, I think that Easter thing with the egg went so well. Now the Reese Company is doing something for Halloween. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's not an egg, but it looks like the eggs. It's in a little orange and purplish package. Does anybody know what that is? Has anybody bought one of those? I cannot think of what they are. Are they spiders or mummies or something like that? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we're getting some information here. Via the internet. Candy buttons, candy dots, or pucks are small rounded pegs of candy that are attached to a strip of paper. This classic sugar candy was originally introduced by the Cumberland Valley Company and J. Sudik and Son of Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Well, there's the name of those things you would lick off the paper They're either candy buttons, candy dots, or pox. Now, if I was going to name a candy, I don't think I would call it pox. Isn't pox a bad term? Like a pox on your house? Doesn't that mean a curse or something like that? Walmart has a ton of candy corn we're getting. Our listener saw it yesterday. So apparently Walmart has a ton of candy corn. So if you're having that candy corn craving, Walmart would be the place to go right now. Candy corn to me has a weird taste. Now, I know yesterday somebody called in and said that they mix it up with, what was it? I think it was nuts. Nuts or pretzels, and kind of make a trail mix out of it. Now, that's got to be better than... And they said it tastes like a payday when you mix it with the nuts. I think it was nuts. But, boy, that candy corn alone just does not have a good taste. I'd like to know the history of candy corn, where that came from. Because corn, to me, really has no significance to Halloween. Is it because it's harvest time? Is that the significance of corn to Halloween? I never understood candy corn. But then again, I don't understand the whole thing with, it's peanuts. We just got a message. It was peanuts. You take peanuts and you mix those with the candy corn, and it tastes like a payday. Now, that could be, but to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a payday. I am very, I just am not a candy bar person. Now, if I'm going to have a candy bar, usually it's a Butterfinger. But I don't think there's any way to mutate candy corn to make it taste like a Butterfinger. Halloween's going to be interesting this year. I don't know what the popular costume will be. You know, I bet it will have something to do with the pandemic. Or it'll have something to do with the presidential election. I know during presidential years, the masks of the candidates become very popular. But I don't know if that'll be big this year because of COVID. I don't know what the costume to do with the pandemic would be. I don't know, maybe wearing a mask? I don't know. This might be the cheapest costume year there has ever been. You just take one of those surgical masks that we all wear, put it over your mouth, and go outside, and you can be a person of the COVID era. I keep thinking, how are people going to write about this time that we're in? How are people going to look back at 2020? And 2020 already was supposed to be a big year. 2020 was the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. 2020 for us in Marion was the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected. 2020 is a round year, which are always big years. Interesting. Start a new decade. But boy, I think this 2020 will be remembered only as the year of the pandemic. A presidential year, if you remember, we were supposed to have an Olympics this year, a Summer Olympics, which are big. That got canceled. No Summer Olympics. I wonder what that did to all those athletes. All those athletes who were preparing for the big Olympics that didn't take place. I think they postponed them until next year. I really haven't heard much more about that. But so much goes into the Summer Olympics. They go in and they build all these areas where all these sporting events can take place, and then it didn't happen. No Summer Olympics, the weirdest presidential election we've ever had. Pandemics going along. First year we've never had an NCAA champion. Football's being played weird. Schools were out. Just a bizarre year. And we haven't even got into the holidays yet. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, what are they going to be like during the pandemic? Are they going to be like they always have been? I would not say that Memorial Day or 4th of July or Labor Day were really like they have been in the past. It's all different now. And this mask mandate, how long is that going to stay in place? Until we have a vaccine? That could be quite a ways away. And you listen to these doctors, and you realize how far it could be off. We're talking next spring, next summer. And I don't know if you can make people get the vaccine. I don't know if you can mandate it. There's a lot of anti-vaccine people out there, even when it comes to the vaccines that we already have available. So 2021, I think, will also be interesting. And what is going to happen on New Year's Eve? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I think I did read where they are going to go on with that. But I don't know if they can let people line the streets. Maybe if they're wearing masks. I don't know how you do New Year's Eve. All those people down in Times Square, who's going to go check and make sure everybody's wearing a mask? And you certainly can't social distance. I think these things are going to be very hard to pull off. You remember back when the Bratwurst Festival was going to go ahead and then they took all this heat for deciding to go ahead? I think that could happen with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and Times Square on New Year's Eve. I think there's a big worry in that coming up. Well, we're going to go to break here in about a minute. Come back with much more. We're on till 1 o'clock today. Don't forget, we're going to come back with the Family Feud. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to finish up a category we had last week and then go into a couple new categories this week. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Marion, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. And by the way, you can download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. Listen anywhere in the world, at work. You could go to Zimbabwe and listen to this conversation we're having this morning. That's technology for you. So many things have changed, not just over the airwaves, over your cell phones, over your mobile devices, over your laptops, over everything. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest and energy to radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it.